Hello, my name is Jessica Dockstader, and I'm a research specialist at the CNA Institute for Public Research and the outreach coordinator for the BWC TGA program. We have found that agencies benefit greatly from direct regular support from a TGA team consisting of a training and technical assistance lead and analyst assigned to work with them throughout their BWC implementation process, a meeting with other sites, assistance with policy development, and other resources and ongoing TTA. We conducted brief one-on-one interviews with our BWC TTA leads to allow each site and the broader policing community a chance to learn about their expertise. Please enjoy this BWC TTA lead feature.
My name's Mary O'Connor. I am a retired veteran of law enforcement. I spent 23 years at the Tampa Police Department, retiring a few years ago as the Assistant Chief of Operations. Worked in every facet of the department, have a bit of specialty in latent investigation. I got involved with the body-worn camera project post-retirement, doing some law enforcement consulting and some contracting and basically giving back to my profession in a lot of different ways. And I enjoy working with the body-worn camera sites and working one-on-one with law enforcement agencies to get their programs up and running successfully.
Great. So what would be your top advice for sites?
My number one piece of advice for sites would be to consistently communicate. I think that, you know, implementation of a body-worn camera project is a little bit of fear of the unknown for the users. And I think that consistent and clear communication every step of the way about the purpose of the project and the steps taken during project implementation and planning, and then communicating any changes in policy, et cetera. I just think the more informed the users can be, the better off they would be.
Wonderful. So what is the most rewarding thing about being a SME?
Being a SME for the body-worn camera program is extremely rewarding because it's my opportunity to use the experience that I have over the years and kind of pay it back to my profession. So anyone that has, you know, questions about implementation or usage or whatever, we can have real good open dialogue conversations about where their project is going. And it's very rewarding to be able to have these, you know, conversations to assist law enforcement agencies around the country.
Thank you for listening to this BWC TTA lead feature. To hear from the other TTA leads or learn more about the program, visit our website at bwcTTA.com.